Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Daisha. How may I help you?
Hi, Daisha. My name is Lynn Parsons. I had won a thing from, they said from Walmart, and I picked out a Dyson, what do you call it, vacuum?
Mm-hmm.
And they never told me what the price was or anything like that. And they never gave me the shipping and handling and stuff was came out to be $59.89. And when I tried to get in touch with you guys, I was never able to get in touch with you. And I kept trying to get in touch with you, in touch with you, in touch with you. And I never was able to get in touch with you. The line kept being busy and busy. And then the line kept being where I couldn't reach you at all. It said that the Quality Wellness Trends was no longer in business. And then the phone line was no longer in service. So I called my bank. And this was the same day that I did this. That was in, what's the date that you have that on for me?
Okay, well, to better assist you, I will have to locate the account with the charge. May I please have your zip code?
17011.
Thank you so much.
Thank
and may
you.
I have your, you're welcome. May I have your first and last name?
Lynn Parsons.
All right. Thank you so much. I do see an account under that name. And just for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
10 Dulles Drive West, Camp Hill, PA 17011.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, so I do see here that you were charged $59.89 on the 15th of February. It was by entering a contest. You may have filled out a survey, and you said it was for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Right. I hadn't filled out a survey. I got a thing from them saying that I had won something. I forget what it was that I had won. But then they said I got to pick out a something and one of several different things and at no charge. And so I did that, and I picked out the Dyson vacuum cleaner. And when I did that, all I had to pay was the shipping and handling, but they never did give me the cost of the shipping and handling. And they never gave me an account number or anything like that. So when they, because they didn't do that, I tried calling the phone number that was on the pay, on the thing, and came up as that it was no longer good. It was not a good number, and I went and I put my cursor over top of the Walmart thing where it said that I had won, and it came up that it was not Walmart, that it was this Quality Wellness Trends, who I had never heard of before. And I put the Quality Wellness Trends into Google, and it said it was a big scam. So I called my bank, and disputed the charge, and so that's what they are doing at this point, because I have not been able to receive anything, and I'm not going to, I have not been able to do anything with this. And so they are, like I said, the phone number was not correct at the time, and neither was the the name of the computer or the name of the company was not wasn't even showing up as legal. Showed it up as a scam. So, and I must have called about at least 10 or 15 times that day.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I do know that in the terms and condition, it does let you know that it will enroll you into a meal planning app, which is $59.89 monthly. I do see here that you did call in on the 22nd of February. They explained that your account was in chargeback, meaning that, yes, meaning that because you disputed the charge, the company was able to provide, you know, information about the contest. They probably showed them the terms and conditions and that you agreed to the terms and conditions. So that is why the account is in chargeback.
What does chargeback mean?
Basically meaning that when you dispute a charge, your bank will take the money and refund you the money. But if the company provides the company provides legal information, then the bank will have to take the money back out from your account and give it back to the company.
Oh, so they're going to continue to charge me?
No, ma'am. Your account has been canceled. It was canceled on the 17th.
Okay.
Of February.
Okay.
But about the charge of $59.89, you'd have to speak with your bank about it if you haven't already.
Yeah, they sent
me a
letter.
And they might be able.
Yes, they sent me a letter today. Saying that it was taken out or given back to me, but that I needed to speak to you guys about whether it was to be put back on again and stuff. And they're like, no, I don't want it put back in my account because I don't want it taken back out again. I don't want it to be, I don't want the vacuum cleaner. I don't want money taken out because, like I said, it was considered a scam, and I don't want to be anything like that again. So, and this was not supposed to be $59.89 a month. This was supposed to be just the shipping and handling that I had won this thing for nothing, and that I just had to pay the shipping and handling, and so that was another thing that you're telling me that was not on the, that is totally false from what the email said. So.
Okay, well, ma'am, I do apologize for that misunderstanding. I do know that it does say that you will be enrolled into other offers. This offer was the meal planning app. It's called Bites Hub, and it was $59.89 a month.
Okay, I don't know anything about that. Bites Hub?
Bites Hub, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Okay. I have never even heard of that, and I don't enroll in anything, because anybody that I don't know that calls my house, for one thing, if I don't know the number, I automatically just block it. I don't even answer the phone number. I don't even answer the phone. I automatically just block it. I won't even answer the phone for if it's somebody I don't know. So I don't see how anybody could have got through to me, unless they came through, unless they went and tried to take money out of my account, which I have had happen to me several times, and I've had to call my bank and even get, if I had to, I will get a lawyer involved with things if things get down to things like that, because there is no way I'm going to lose money to somebody that's trying to take money out of my account. That's just not going to happen. So, nobody better try to take any money out of my account.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, unfortunately, I can't get you refunded because the account is in chargeback. There's no way that we can get you refunded. In this case, we can't do anything about that charge.
Okay, so they think they're going to take $59.89 out of my checking account every week or every month?
No, ma'am. As I stated before, your account was already canceled.
Okay.
So you would not be charged $59.89 anymore. But the one time that you were charged, we cannot get you refunded because the account is in chargeback. So there's nothing that we can do about the charge.
Okay, that's baloney. That is so much baloney.
Okay, well, ma'am, is there anything else that I can help you with?
Yeah, what is your name, please?
Deja, D-E-J-A.
Okay. Thank you very much, Deja. And you're with Quality Wellness Trends?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All righty. I will be in touch, or my lawyer will be. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.